Fifth gear. I am here. I am going. In a previous putting green, May 21st, Moses assures the Israelites that God is with them. They need only to be still. But in the very next verse, God tells them to move on. Exodus 14, verses 14 through 15. Be still and move on. This is what living in fifth gear looks like. We learn to be still in our hearts, yet keep moving forward. We keep moving forward, but with a calm, relaxed pace, precisely because we have a stillness in our hearts. And people take notice. In John 7, verses 33 through 34, Jesus echoes this apparent dichotomy by stating what appears to be a contradictory statement. Jesus said, I am with you for only a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. Wait a minute, Jesus, you said, and then I am going, but follow that immediately with where I am, as in where I already am. Which is it? Are you going to the Father, or are you already with the Father? Yes. Here's what I hear Jesus saying. Because I am one with my Father, and because I have learned to be still in my heart, with Him in my heart, I can and will keep moving forward. Yes, I can be here, fully present with Him, and still going to be with Him at the same time. And so can we. And people will take notice. When we first learn to be still. But beware the warning in the Gospel according to the Eagles, in their song, Learn to Be Still. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We don't know how to be alone, so we wander around this desert, wind up following the wrong God's home. Learn to be still. May you master the art of being already and always with the Father, even as you steadily move towards Him in an ever-deepening relationship. As Dallas Willard said, if you want to go to heaven, go now.